Welcome to Questionable, the show comprised of two boy...
Not today.
Right. Chinchilla couldn't make it today because he's being smart and studying for the midterm. But I'm bound to fail. And we
care about you guys.
Yeah, we care about you. So, yeah, take that, Chinchilla. Today's question is as follows.
The TikTok ban. What's the latest scoop? Do we like it? Do we hate it?
Let's get started.
Be surprised if you haven't heard, but if you've been living under a rock recently, there's been a recent debacle going on relating to TikTok, the widely known Chinese corporation that's become very popular in the US. It's getting banned tomorrow as of recording, and probably today or yesterday for the first people listening. I've gotten a lot of feedback from friends about it. What do you think? As somebody who, may I say, is chronically online.
I am chronically online. I can confirm this. So, we know that ByteDance, the creator and company that made TikTok and Lemonade, is Chinese. And the reason it's shutting down is because of security reasons. The U.S. is scared that they're gonna use TikTok to buy and sell our data and information.
That tracks.
But we're not here to talk about the boring stuff that you hear on the news. We're here to talk about what TikTok is. And is it good? Is it bad?
And what's gonna happen when it's gone?
All right, I've heard many things about when TikTok's gone. There's been many posts on TikTok that say, what app should we go to after TikTok? But I've also seen other ones protesting and being like, no one moved to a different app. We need to protest for our rights on TikTok. What is your opinion?
Dude, the thing is, this sounds evil, but I was so happy to just hear that TikTok was getting banned so that this one would get off of their phone whenever I'm trying to at least say hello. But it's also totally valid. I'm also chronically online in other ways. And I think it's gonna be good. It's gonna be a nice refresh, if you will. But I think there's gonna be obviously a lot of retaliation, but I can't imagine protesting. How's that gonna work?
Some people protest, like, in person.
Right.
And others protest by videos they make.
Mm-hmm.
Something I've noticed is, although TikTok is bound to shut down January 19th, from what I've heard and the news has confirmed, everyone's uploading schedule has been fairly normal. Like, creators haven't stopped posting because a week, I think, estimated a week is it's still gonna work, but since it has to update every week, without those updates it's gonna be very laggy and buggy, and it's not gonna be on the app store anymore. So
well, can I say something? I actually watched a video about this yesterday. A lot of people were hopeful because at least TikTok would still be there. People that have downloaded it to their phones would be able to use it. It might get a little bit laggy. It won't have any more updates, so it's just going to stay the same and it'll slowly die out, right? But ByteDance announced that they're actually going to be completely shutting it off, and it's going to be completely blacked out. There's going to be a little notification when you open the app that's going to have a link that directs you to some more info about what was going on. It's going to lead you to a web page, and that's going to be it for TikTok. And yeah, you'll still have it on your phones, which might be cool to like show people, be like, yeah, I was an OG TikTok fan back in the good old days, or like in 30 years be like, look at this old ancient iPhone 16 Plus Pro Max, dude, look how Neanderthal this is. Oh my gosh, it still has TikTok on it. But it's not gonna work. You're not gonna be able to see any content. Yes, it's not gonna get updates. And that's because they're like fully shutting it down. You're not gonna be able to open the app. As for updates, I don't know how their updates work.
Their updates work, they do it every week.
Right.
That's why there's new stuff almost every time you open the app.
That's cool.
What I've been doing is I've been going through really old TikToks from my favorite creators, following them on other platforms, which I highly advise you do for any creators you watch on TikTok.
Right, smart.
Especially if they're small creators, go support them on other things. Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. A verbal wink to literally anybody who's made it to these past 5 minutes. sorry, continue.
Please go support us on any other social medias. Basically, there is a feature that can be turned off if you post stuff. To save other people's videos, watermarks will obviously be on the video, so you'll know who created them. I've been going through my favorite TikToks and saving them. I don't repost them because the creators will probably do that on other platforms. But if you have any favorited videos, saved, liked videos, I advise you save them because
they're gonna get lost to time at some point.
They're gonna get lost to time. Some people are just quitting social media after TikTok's gone because of their failure on TikTok, which don't give up.
No, I'm excited about TikTok being gone just because I've never been a fan of it. I don't mind it. It's cool. I see tons of funny videos. I borrow my friend's phone sometimes and I'm like, I'm just going TikTok and scroll for no reason. And I do have a good time, but I'll say that Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts, all of these things. Now, YouTube Shorts has increased their video time to 3 minutes, which has been really refreshing, actually, to go on there and see a semi-full video just in a more visible view for your actual mobile phone in 9:16 vertical form. Sorry, I'm being a nerd. It's been scientifically shortening our life. Actually, yeah, our lifespans, but also, and more noticeably, our attention.
Attention
spans. Oh, I can't focus. We need to get away from the boring stuff, though. Let's have a little debate. Do you think what's gonna happen? Are people gonna go to China? Is there gonna be an increase in tickets to China? And are people going to go physically protest there in groups? Also, one more thing to consider is if you're planning this or you're protesting digitally, don't you have to go onto another platform anyways to protest it?
Well, not necessarily. Since it's shutting down tomorrow, it's probably going to be up for another week.
Right.
So there's also people in the U.S. that work for TikTok, so they could be protesting in real time as we speak.
This is true. There's going to be a lot of jobs that go bye-bye or deplete in salary.
This is true. Something I've noticed is there are more apps trying to promote themselves now that TikTok's going. So would they move to other companies such as Red Note? Lemonade is owned by ByteDance, so I don't really know if they work in the same building. There's Instagram, Facebook, Clapper.
Can I say, what's that other one you were talking about that's also owned by ByteDance?
Lemonade.
It'd be a bad idea to move to that if stuff from ByteDance is already getting banned in the U.S. It's a terrible idea. It's going to get banned sooner or later if that becomes a new thing.
Well, it's not like TikTok. That's the thing. And, I don't know if they...
If that company is getting accused of stealing data, sooner or later, they're going to get accused of it again. And it's going to be even easier with the TikTok ban. Now, Red Note. I was not aware of its existence until recently, a.k.a., yesterday.
I've literally told you about this. I have Red Note.
You yap way too much.
Okay. I have Red Note, and something I've found that I like about the TikTok ban is now that I've been on TikTok for multiple years and I haven't really blown up, my most viewed video on any of my accounts has 37,000 views.
Right.
Which isn't a lot in the long run.
Comparatively, yeah.
Comparatively. But I like Red Note's formatting better. You can make your profile way cuter.
Look at that. Your profile does look like a profile and not
does.
Not just like your name. And there's already a lot of people on
there. It was on before TikTok got banned.
I just never heard of them.
I mean, I didn't either.
Wow.
It's mostly in Mandarin. I've heard they're gonna update it once TikTok's officially banned to be mostly in English. Mm-hmm. There are many TikTok refugees on Red Note already. There are a bunch of tutorials from Red Note veterans showing us how to use it. I haven't used it that much since TikTok's still on and open, but I'm looking forward to it because it's like a good refresh. And it's really easy to tag other social things, like Duolingo's on it. Drew Talbert, who made...
Of course Duolingo's on it.
Okay. Drew Talbert, who has made Bistro Huddy, which is a TikTok series.
Oh, Bistro.
Yeah, Bistro Huddy.
Sorry, ignore me. I'm going down into the depths of the questionable box of tools and randomness to do something. One second, keep going.
It just looks like he's crawling on the floor.
Because I am.
Well, anyways.
By the way, chat, hello. It is Soup here, just to warn you that in the next few seconds there are random ticking noises in the background, and I don't know what it is, and I cannot get rid of it in the editing studio. So, sorry, enjoy. They will be over soon.
Having a fresh start on social media is honestly one of the best things has happened.
Sorry. Say that all again because I just whacked the mic.
Having a refresh on social media might be good for people because, as we know, TikTok has a For You page. And I've had experiences on my For You page where on certain days, TikTok will show very inappropriate things.
Hmm.
And on other days, it's just not tailored to me like it's supposed to be.
Right.
So I hope whatever platform we end up on, it will be more tailored to you.
Yeah.
And not show you, like, nude pictures on random days.
Right.
And then be said, like, the December 21st TikTok incident. Or, like, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Because it's pushing out so much, so fast. I don't know how that algorithm...
Very complex algorithm.
100%.
Before you nerd out, I think it's time for break.
Okay, fine.
Break time.
Failed. Okay, whatever. Adios. Okay, well, hello. We are back, and what a way to enter this. Mantis, thank you for the wonderful, welcome back, I guess. So TikTok is definitely getting probably banned. I don't know why it wouldn't. People are seeming optimistic, though, anyways, that it might not, and Mr. Beast is gonna save it, but that's way outdated.
Okay, don't talk about Mr. Beast. He just got, like, arrested for controversial stuff.
That was a while back.
Uh-huh. Was it confirmed?
No.
Was it confirmed he didn't do it?
No, but nothing. That's difficult. So we've kind of concluded that TikTok is gonna go bye-bye, but there are other options, and I don't think, unfortunately, it's gonna make everybody, like, be completely cleansed. They're just gonna go to another site, which I guess made sense, but this might just loop over and over again. I know, like, people were talking about in years from now, like, it would go back to normal, and, like, everybody would be cleansed, and the attention spans would be much higher. And we would look back at this generation and be shocked that we could be so, like, terrible to our bodies. But I thought this was it. I thought this is what was happening. But no. People
Guys,
still.
I have an idea.
Okay, wow.
I have an idea. Instead of going on a different site, everyone needs to go to a Rainforest Cafe. That's my hot take because the Rainforest Cafe is amazing.
I've never been.
You've never been to a Rainforest Cafe?
Never once. I would love to. What's a Rainforest Cafe?
It's a restaurant where you're in a jungle and, like, every 20 minutes there's a thunderstorm and there's animatronics and they're jungle animals, and they move, and they all have names. Like, there's Cha-Cha the tree frog, who's, like, the main...
Cha-Cha!
I love Cha-Cha the tree frog. If you want to learn more about it, go watch Tednificence. I went to every rainforest cafe.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. It looked boring.
It was very good. There's also a sequel where they went to every Margaritaville.
Okay.
Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville, which I haven't been to one of those. But everyone needs to go outside and go to a rainforest cafe. They're closing rapidly. Go enjoy them while you can.
What about cat cafes? Have
cat
you ever
cafes?
Been to one of those?
I've never been to one.
I want to go to a cafe. I want to go to a cat cafe so bad.
There's some in Connecticut. We can go.
I know. We should go.
All right.
Yo! Questionable cat cafe.
Yes.
You're
the cat.
I'm the cat?
Yeah.
So it'd be soup cafe. So it's a place that serves coffee, but it's called soup coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Soup coffee would be kind of bad, but coffee soup, I would be down for coffee.
That's just
soup.
Like drinking coffee out of a bowl.
Exact. That was the.
But,
okay.
But then you like walk around on all fours, like a cat. Just in the cafe.
Freaky.
Okay, shut up. I will tell them about the freaky closet.
What's tell them?
Okay.
Well, now that you've mentioned it, you gotta tell our viewers about the freaky closet.
Okay. In Soup's room, where we record, there he has two closets. One is a wide closet for his clothes, and the other one is this little like room, and it's painted red. Mind you,
orange.
Okay.
It's painted orange.
It
my dad
red.
Made it. Give him a break.
It looks red when like. It's in the dark, which it usually is.
There's no lights in there, yeah.
Mind you, his room is like a light baby blue. So why would it be like a red-orange? Okay.
I don't know, man.
I look in there, like, because I obviously am going to look in the freaky closet, not knowing it's a freaky closet.
It's not a freaky closet.
There are chains.
It's not a freaky closet.
And rope.
You know you're talking to a film-making fanatic, and those are all props I've bought with my own money.
What kind of films?
My combat films with my friend.
Combat outside or combat in bed?
Outside and inside, but not in bed.
Whoa!
Whoa, actually, we did one on a bed recently.
Inside who?
Yeah. So, hi to anybody who's under 18 watching this. I'm so sorry you just had to witness that. This one's getting a little out of hand and needs to stop rubbing their hair up against the microphone all the time.
ASMR!
Wait, let's do some ASMR. Are you ready?
Oh, God.
Here, I'm turning the volume all the way up. You better be careful. You ready? 3. I swear to God, if you scream... Wait, don't scream, though, okay? Because I'm going to cut it out.
Mom doesn't know.
3, 2, 1. And welcome to today's ASMR video. Wait, I don't think it turned up. One moment. Here we go. Hello, everybody. And welcome to today's ASMR video. In today's video, we will be discussing TikTok and its ban and all the things that come along with it.
I really hope you cut this part out.
I'm never cutting this part out.
You're humiliating yourself.
You're literally whispering.
Yeah, I know. I'm not making the weird mouth noises.
Okay.
Is this how you promote your ASMR channel?
Guys, I have an ASMR channel that I haven't posted on in multiple months, but you should check out my regular channel. Bottom of our questionable homepage on YouTube, and it's really cool, and you should check it out immediately, okay?
This is gonna be really weird for viewers that are watching on the TV.
Okay, so,
Anyways,
I don't think that even worked, but, if it's not included, imagine we just spent, like, 5 minutes doing an ASMR section. And comment down below, should we do questionable ASMR as a special? Speaking of specials,
That's what you are.
Okay, that's enough. Wow. Okay, this is getting way too far. No, we are not calling me special in the middle of an episode.
I meant, let's talk about our merch.
Our merch.
Your merch.
My merch. Yeah, get it right.
All
right,
talking to the mic, not to me. Oh.
Okay. So, buy my merch. Buy my merch.
Gotta explain it.
I know. There are questionable bracelets. There are some in the works.
Right, sure.
Don't get sassy with me. Do you want me to work with you?
Yes.
Anyways, we have stickers and bracelets, and there is discount code for all the bracelets that was launched last night. It's code Buggy, BUGGIE, not YIE. Get it right.
I'll put it in the description of the video too for
16% off.
You couldn't have picked a worse number.
It just came to me.
No, I don't know.
So buy the merch. It's super cool. It's really high quality. And it supports us in making new episodes. And
yeah.
Exactly.
Let's do 1 second. 1 second. Let me do something, okay?
Are you asserting dominance?
I'm asserting dominance. Look at my T-pose.
Are you the alpha?
I'm literally the alpha.
No, you're not.
All right. Our wonderful marketing manager, Mantis.
I know.
We are literally relying on you guys. If we stop getting monetary support, we can no longer be on any platform besides YouTube. Speaking of platforms, we are on quite a few as of recently. It has updated.
16 in total, including YouTube.
Including YouTube, 16. You want to try and list them? Here, try and do it all in one breath. Just try it.
Oh,
you think
God.
You can do it?
Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Podcast Index, Deezer, Castro, Castbox, Fountain, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Pocket Podcast Addict, Podcast Guru, and True Fans. And YouTube.
They meant Podcast Addict.
Addict?
You just said Podcast Addict.
Oh, well, I meant to say Addict.
Podcast Addict and Podcast Guru and True Fans. They're all linked at rss.com/questionable. I think rss.com/questionable-the-pod. I'll link it in the description of this
reminder
video.
That none of our socials are questionable the podcast except for our YouTube. As far as
actually,
I
think I changed our YouTube so that it's easier for everybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
We are not questionable the podcast. We are questionable the pod.
Just cause. Also, if you're trying to contact us via email, again, that is not us with questionable the podcast with the rainbow background and the yellow ducky. Though it should be. That's a great idea for a profile picture. I think I've mentioned it in the last episode, but I'm going to do a ton of really quick promotion. You ready? All right.
I'm yawning already.
Wow. Moving on. Questionable reached 1.9k views on YouTube as of, yesterday. Let me check to see if that updated, but I think that's really it.
You need to say the date. They don't know when we're recording.
As of 1/17/2025.
So that's January 7th.
17th.
Wait, yes. What day is it?
It's January 18th.
Dude, I thought it was, the 8th.
I thought you were, the 8th.
I am not 8 years old.
All right, we have 1,919 views so far before posting this. We have a goal, and it's a terrible goal, but we just want to try and reach 50 subscribers by February's end. We're at 40 right now. I believe we can do it. You can contact us on a new Google form. It's linked in the show notes. It's really cool. It allows you to upload any fan art you have, or you can, which we do love fan art. We have
one piece of fan art. No?
No.
Two?
Look at that.
Two pieces of fan
that
art.
That is a hand ink printed, scratched out in glass.
Oh God, he's crawling on the floor again.
Save me.
He is not the alpha in this situation.
Never mind, but one of our faithful viewers took a piece of glass and scratched into it, then put ink on it, and then hand pressed it into a piece of paper. Said person is a art teacher, which is cool. And then we also have a some digital art by
Polar Bob.
Polar Bob. Oh my god, the one who almost got us demonetized on that one episode. But we love Polar Bob anyways. We would love fan art. It just always makes us super happy. If you're listening on anything besides YouTube, this is the only way you're going to really contact us, is via this form or by email. Email, preferably business inquiries like guests and stuff. But this is, it's just a better way to contact us, and you can also let us know about any problems you're having, just anything. We would be very grateful for that, because it's how we improve, because we don't have any other direct input from anybody else. We also have a new website. It's at sites.google.com/view/questionablethepod. That questionable the pod, all one word. It's also linked in the show notes, so you don't have to type that all out. And please feel free to email us at questionablethepod@gmail.com. I think that's all the crap I meant to say today.
Today, the day, January 18th, 2025.
Right.
When we are recording this, what time is it? So I can tell the viewers.
I don't know, bestie. Also, we kind of went over our time. We were supposed to do a new break soon. It is 2:53 p.m.
Do we really need 3 segments?
Yeah.
Are you gonna do the third one tomorrow?
Ooh, that's true. You would that be cool?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I have a friend from New York. His name is Saul CSD. He's commented on a few of our videos. He's a big fan of us. And he's coming from New York. And he's gonna pop on over here and just say hello to me. And he had a question he wanted to do with me and as a guest. And maybe for this episode, this could be our first guest episode. Guestionable.
That should be, like, a playlist name. On YouTube, Guestionable.
The craziest thing is, last night, 2 a.m., guess what podcast I made? Or what playlist I made? Guestionable! Yep, so...
That is amazing.
Now, I'm organizing all our episodes into different types, so I guess today's gonna be a Guestionable episode, and that's gonna go in the Guestionable playlist on our YouTube homepage.
It is not out. It's privated right now.
Yeah,
no one can see it yet.
It will be when we post. So the answer is yes. You can see it, but whatever. And there's questionable debates, and there's questionable season 2 is also what this is going to be added to, which is so cool. This is the second season.
Yes, it is the second season. Unfortunately, I won't be here for the next segment. I'm sorry, divas. I know you guys love me.
Oh, shush.
I'm everyone's favorite, let's be honest here.
Everybody, comment below if Mantis is your favorite, and still comment below, but something else, if Mantis is not your favorite, and you've listened to this mark. This is going to be a long episode, but I think it's fitting for our first episode in a while. Sorry, guys. We didn't mean to, like, forget about you. Hi. We're here, and we are back, and we are better than ever! We're uploading on YouTube on a kind of a new format, too. It's gonna be a really cool video that's got, I made kind of a test video the other day, it's deleted right now, but it's got, like, a waveform at the bottom. You're gonna have seen it this whole time if you're watching on YouTube, which most of our viewers actually are, but if you're watching on YouTube, you'll be able to see all the really cool, like, graphics. It'll change with every single chapter. And obviously, there's going to be captions. So, hand-edited and written captions by me. Takes way too long, but it's worth it.
Because your poor CapCut is going to with TikTok.
I've never been... No, captions as in, like, you can go onto YouTube and turn on captions, and I've edited them. And they're not just, like, the auto-generated ones.
The AI ones that's, like... If you say Sam went to the market, it's like Samuel Edison to the store.
Sandwich
went to the Markiplier.
I love when Sandwich goes to the Markiplier. Not the other way around. Guys, why are you still here? Actually, no. Stay with us. There's another section. This is going to be cut down so much. Like, half of what we've said is... By the way, in our little editing thing right now... we're at 32 minutes.
32 minutes on the dot.
So, whatever it says right now in your little player, on whatever of the 16 platforms we're on, that gives you an idea of the work we do and the work we put into our podcast. So thank you for supporting us. Please stay with us and share us with all of your friends. I've got my friend coming, and we're going to be solving and exploring music theory with the equation Y equals X plus Z.
That's your invitation to leave if you don't like nerd stuff.
Shush. And if they're watching our podcast, they are a nerd.
Yeah.
Go into the mic.
Okay. This is true.
They can't hear you that well otherwise, and it doesn't sound. Don't lay on it. Don't eat.
Tell me something your mom doesn't know.
You really had to include it in there.
I did. I really had to.
Okay, really besties. Thanks. Why do I feel so sad?
Thanks for watching. But that's just a theory.
A questionable theory.
Yo, first try. Welcome to Questionable Part 3. We are with Saul CSD. He's one of our viewers and fans, and he's going to be our first guest on Questionable, or should I say, Guestionable. Say hi, and maybe tell a bit about yourself.
Hello. I'm a person.
Sorry for the slurping. We're having some lemonade, and Mantis is gone. This is a new day. I'm just recording this final session with him. Let's go over a few basics. This section's going to be 10 minutes long. You know that. This is going to be the end of actually of like a more 40-minute-ish episode, which is interesting because most of ours are normally 25 to 30. But it should be totally fine. We're going to do the same thing. No extra breaks. And we hope you enjoy. Yo, what?
Yo, look, there's a kid messing around right there.
Nah.
Yo, that's my neighbor.
Yo, that's wild.
Yeah, he's sliding on the ice.
In like the cringest way possible.
Oh, give him a break. He listens to this.
Okay.
Hi! So, we have a question, and said question is as follows. I forget. How
who
many...
writes books? No.
How... Our question is as follows.
How many, statistically, in a legal fashion, how many shirts can one human being own? How many t-shirts, specifically?
Realistically, and right?
Okay, so here's my theory. Hear me out.
We're diving
Hear me
right
out
in.
On this.
Yeah, go.
So, depending on the season, you wear a different amount of t-shirts. Like, during the summer, you wear 0 to 1 t-shirts. During the spring and fall, you wear 1 to 2 t-shirts. And during the winter, you wear, like, 1 to 3 t-shirts. So
right.
Hear me out. In one outfit,
yeah,
there can only be 3 t-shirts in a maximalist t-shirt way. So, I think because of that, given that there's 5 days a week, or like 6 days a week, and you usually do your laundry on like Sunday, mm-hmm. right? Then the most amount of t-shirts one human should own is 18.
Now bring me in.
But what if you want to customize your t-shirt choices? So then you're gonna want to have more t-shirts. You're gonna want to be able to do other
let's
mixes.
Say we, let's say
so
we
you're
have
gonna
like
want to have
three,
double the
three,
t-shirts.
No, how about
so
like three
roughly,
or 4 per day?
Roughly like, you're gonna have roughly like 40 to 50 t-shirts.
But that seems like a little much.
Yeah,
one moment.
Maybe like 37.
Here's an idea, okay? I'm gonna go really quickly count through all my t-shirts. And if you're watching on YouTube, or if you're watching on anything, or listening on anything,
go
in
do
the, in the description, I'm gonna post an unlisted YouTube video that y'all can go to. That's literally just this section of me counting. It's gonna be recorded on my phone. It's boring, but I'll be right back.
Okay.
Keep them entertained.
I will do my very best.
And stay close to the mic.
Okay, so, Soup is off to acquire a amount of t-shirts, and he's really just throwing, he's gonna have to refold all of it. God damn, you're just going for it. You're okay. His t-shirts are like, they might as well be going out the window. Like, this man's, he's messing up his entire drawer. He's at like 30 so far. If you have 37 t-shirts, I'm gonna die inside.
35, 36, 37!
There's
38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43.
You should have just lied to me. Oh my god, of course he has more. Oh, here are the dress shirts. I'm gonna put my feet up. Give me a second. This is gonna take a while. Flannels are not t-shirts.
Okay, 44.
Get out! My bad, gang.
So, conclusion is 44.
44. I said 40 to 50 or 37.
You said 37, man.
So, but hear me out. 7 is in 37, and 37 plus 7 is 44. So there's a connection.
Yep, no. Yo. Okay, it's fine. Ignore our unison burp and slurp session. This is a very central episode, and I do apologize.
Okay.
Oh my god, we're already so fast far into it. We need to get moving.
Wait, how far are we?
We're already 5 minutes in.
God damn.
Okay, so 44 t-shirts. That's how many I have. Am I the average person? No. Half of those.
No,
I
he's
just,
insane.
Half of those I just realized I don't even wear.
Exactly. See, that bringing me to my original conclusion of 18 t-shirts, that's only 4 off, because the most amount of t-shirts you wear in one day, legally.
Legally.
Here we go in legal fashion. Right is 3 t-shirts. So, if you do 3 times 6, because you do your laundry on Sunday,
sure.
Or 3 times 7, technically that's 21 t-shirts. Half.
Technically, you're...
So you had 40...
Technically,
you're... You had 44... You had 44 t-shirts, and you said you wear about half of them. So, you wear about half of them. Half of 44 is 22. That's only one more. One extra for customization.
So 24?
No, 21. You dumb?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Me too.
Plus, how about some extras that are just like in the back of your closet or something?
Yeah, but you never wear those.
I know, but they're owned by you.
Yeah, you have them.
Okay, so
let's put in like an extra 5 for those.
So
it's 26. Yeah.
That was scarily easy to conclude.
That took like 2 minutes of productive time.
Bye, everybody. I'm joking. He's kicking my feet. He just slapped me. This is all new questionable. I don't know if we should have guests.
This
anymore.
Is new questionable lore, guys.
New questionable lore. Jessup gets slapped every day. And now he's picking up a weight, 8-pound weight, and he's lifting it. Because we gotta describe it to everybody. Because we are not a video podcast. Because we're just not. We're not like that. We're not the cookie cutter.
We're not like
YouTube
that.
Short clips podcast.
Okay.
No, ignore that. His bad gang. The craziest part is there's gonna be like 2 people that make it to this point.
Yeah, no, this is a trash segment, not gonna lie.
No, just in general.
I think the question was too easy.
40 minutes into my... What we gotta think...
Dude, wait, I have one more thing about the TikTok ban. Ooh, so you know how they're all going on this new goofy Chinese website, and no one can read it?
Red Note, yeah. Which, by the
way... There has been a 216% spike in American Duolingo Mandarin users in the past, like, 3 days. 216%. You realize how many that is? That's 216%.
That's kind
of... 216 people. I mean, my bad. Percent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's what?
That's like if you have like 100.
Yes.
Wait, I forgot how to math. You get, I think, 216 extra people.
Sure.
Right, so you're more... You're.
So there's exactly 216.
It's more than triple.
Oh my
the
God.
Extra.
Yeah. Okay, we get it. It's more than triple the extra.
I think we should have done a different question. It was too easy.
Dude, we're almost near the end of the segment, though.
That all came from goofing off.
I know, we are, but that's what questionable is. Have you
no,
ever,
I'm
have
not
you
even,
even
no,
listened
I'm
to-
I'm aware of that, I'm aware of that.
Have you even listened to
no,
the
no,
podcast?
No, I'm aware of that, but I feel like the premise is more like you talk about the question
fine.
In a deep manner.
Fine.
And then you get off topic from something fine. That's said about the question.
Right, we're, you know,
rather than
fine.
Just talking
stop,
about
stop,
things.
Stop, we're gonna, we just spun the wheel again and we have to answer this really quick.
Okay. Yeah, Jake Paul. We're discussing the fight.
Okay,
the fight.
Jackson 44296. Hi, we're discussing the Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson fight in the next 1 minute or 2 minutes or so.
So, I am not at all surprised whatsoever that it was staged, honestly.
It must have been staged. Mike Tyson is so, like, he had, like, a peak. He had a great time of his life.
They made video games about him.
And they should
like
give
the first it. Fighting video game
he
was about
get,
him.
He needs a break, man. Whether he likes it or not, or his producers like it or not, he's got more than enough money, and he should just skedaddle.
Honestly, he should go back to like reacting to kangaroos getting punched with Joe Rogan or whatever he does in his spare time. So, I think he has had a successful career, and now he can just go lounge around.
I think it was too much hype for too little of an event. I did not want to stay up till 2 a.m.
Was it actually at 2 a.m.?
I don't know. I think it was till like 1 or 2.
I honestly just forgot what the time was.
I think it was like 1 or 2. I don't know. It was interesting.
Dude, I was like...
No, my dad had it on Netflix on his iPad, and he's like about to fall asleep, and I'm like, dude, I'm going to sleep now. And then I look on my YouTube the next morning, and it's like, yeah, Mike Tyson lost. I was like, really? I'm not surprised. Plus, it's giving more, why are you clinking the glass onto the mic?
Cheers.
It's gonna sound so terrible. Look at the sound waves. Oh my god. Just spikes out.
I know. No. I'm completely aware. That's why I did it.
I'm gonna have to calm that down in editing. But, it definitely also brought, Logan Paul?
Whichever one. Jake Paul.
It definitely brought that Paul out, quite a bit into the boxing area. And I don't know what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say it was good for one of them, and it was a great semi-retirement. semi-retirement for the other. Thank you all for listening.
You're welcome.
Okay. Let's do a few things. Let's see. Thank you to user S. Thank you to meow meow. The leader of the Meow Meow Space Cats. Thank you to, who else? I think somebody named Meemaw. And thank you, thank you all for supporting us.
Thank you to Dos Coyotes.
Thank you, Scylla. Thank you.
Hi, Ruby!
Hi, Ruby!
How's it going? It's the studio doggo.
Oh my god.
Guys.
So
I'm gonna post a photo of Ruby, I'm gonna post a few photos of Ruby on the questionable Buy Me a Coffee, and if y'all sign up to be any of the higher levels of a member, you guys will be able to see all of that media.
We should do a 0.5 when you like.
Yes.
Yay!
Okay, so that'll be cool. We're gonna probably do that, and if you want to see Ruby, you want to see the studio dog. She's adorable.
Oh my goodness,
go support us at buymeacoffee.com /questionable. It's in the studio notes. And I think that's basically it.
Yeah, gang, purchase me a coffee.
But thank you to all the people before I mentioned for supporting us. And thank you, Jackson.
Jackson 442-69-96.
Not 69, bro. I know what you were thinking there. Dude, are you okay?
Fine. The roof's left.
Look at your sound wave compared to mine. It is so different. Because you're like 10 feet from the mic, and I told you to be... Oh my god, are you okay?
That's because I'm coughing.
We're going like 5 minutes over time.
My bad.
Thank you, Jackson. I forgot again. Jackson 44296 for the question. And we hope you all, aka the one person who is still here, enjoyed. And let us know if we should keep going or we should like completely quit questionable.
We should make it. I think over lunch we should like cook up a new goofy podcast premise.
A new goofy podcast.
And we'll stay up till like 12 recording a bunch of sessions because I never come to your house.
That's a brilliant idea.
Actually, we'll stay up later. 12 is like when I like.
Yeah.
Start eating food, I guess.
Time for breakfast.
Dude,
it's 12 a.m.
Tater tots, dude.
3 a.m. tater tots.
Dude.
Oh my god.
3 a.m.
Okay,
hear me out. Hear me out.
Shush. go to buymeacoffee.com /questionable and go to the posts and you'll see a post. It'll be locked, but if you become a member or if you already are a member of one of the higher levels, you will see the whole 3 a.m. Tater Tots story. You also see photos of Ruby and let us know what else you'd like. You can also see me counting my clothing on there. If I get this out by the end of the day, today is Sunday. What
Sunday the
I don't know.
12th?
Sure. No, 19th, I think, or 20th.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Sure. If we get it out today, I bet people in the comments, please let us know what we should record tonight.
Yeah. please give me, yeah, we'll...
What type of, what's the name of the podcast? Yeah, what's the premise?
We need a really goofy premise. Like, give us, like, okay, I need, like, combination of, like...
We are not promoting a different podcast on my and Chinchilla's podcast, okay?
Okay, that's fair.
Thanks for listening. We've done quite a bit of enough promoting. I'm going to really try to just speedrun editing these 15 minutes of footage. Or
footage?
Audio. Okay, get out. Stop slapping me.
I touched his hair.
Stop punching me.
I touched his hair.
Oh my god, it's clipping out so much. 3, 2, 1, bye-bye! He's been telling me to be quiet and wait, and I am. I'm waiting for him to do something funny, and nothing. By the way, I just edited...
What you're gonna do? You're gonna go to New York City. You're gonna go to Mel's Burger Bar. On the east side. So you're gonna get...